Welcome to Love Your Heart, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic's Seidel and Arnold Miller Family Heart, Vascular, and Thoracic Institute. These podcasts will help you learn more about your heart, thoracic, and vascular systems, ways to stay healthy, and information about diseases and treatment options. Enjoy.
My name is Eric Van Eidersen, and I am the Director of Cardiac Rehabilitation here at the main campus of Cleveland Clinic. And I'm here today to talk to you about heart rate and exercise. And I know there's a lot of information out there regarding what your heart rate should be based on your age or your gender that you can find easily on the internet. But the best recommendation in terms of understanding what the best heart rate training zone is for you during exercise is to actually discuss this topic with a healthcare professional, such as here in preventive cardiology and rehabilitation, and even discuss with that healthcare professional whether performing an exercise stress test is appropriate to assess the safety of exercise, but also to understand how your heart responds to different levels of stress, and also be able to get an individualized prescription for exercise heart rate training zone. And that oftentimes the generalized equations that are available to you on the internet are not applicable to you depending on your medical history, medications you're taking, or even your recent history of exercise participation. And oftentimes, if assuming that the predicted heart rate is something that would be appropriate for you, unfortunately, those types of predictions may overestimate what it is you should be doing for your exercise heart rate training, and that over time, exercising at levels beyond what is medically appropriate for you may put you at risk for cardiovascular events, but that getting this information ahead of time will be the best approach to understanding what are the risks associated with exercise participation, but that in most instances, the benefits of exercise typically always outweigh any of those risks associated with exercise performed at a moderate to somewhat hard intensity. Another question individuals ask is, how long should I take to recover following an exercise bout? And this is important to understand in terms of the safety of exercise. Typically, you should take no less than 5 minutes to recover following your exercise, but of course, as needed, take as long as you want. The typical or general recommendation is that you should see your heart rate drop at least 12 beats per minute within the first minute after completing your exercise in your sort of training zone, but that if you see or if you are able to tell that your heart rate isn't dropping within that range, it would be a good idea to consult with your primary care physician or cardiologist as to what this could mean for you. And the best way to do this, of course, is to make an appointment and even discuss whether cardiac stress testing may be an appropriate option to evaluate the safety of exercise and what the heart rate response during exercise and during the immediate post-op recovery means for your immediate risk as well as future risk associated with regular aerobic exercise participation.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please contact us at heart@ccf.org. Like what you heard? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or listen at clevelandclinic.org/loveyourheartpodcast.